potentially a game that could be a state quality game, to be honest with you. These two teams are good. As you said, the only loss of the year for the Royals was Pacelli, so we'll see how much the teams have improved. Cardinals into the forecourt. Hayden's Dwight gets it knocked out of bounds. Last touch, they'll say, by the Cardinals. So the Royals will have the first turnover of the ball game against the Cardinals, forcing that one. And it is still 3-2 in favor of Assumption. Pollard walks it across the 10-second line, right across the devil. Little backdoor cut. Sarasaw too hard on the layup. And the rebound comes down into the hands of Yunter. Pressure in the backcourt by the Royals. They'll leave it up to Zdroik. Left side, Ilka thought about the three, thought better of it. She'll back it off and go on the left-hand corner. And that corner is Elevan Order. Picked up out there by Schooley. Little backdoor cut. Put it up off the glass and good for Madeline Pionic. And Pacelli has their first lead of the ball game. Jaglinski, a little teardrop, too hard. Schooley on the other side, no. But the foul, she's going to shoot a couple for Anna. Just underway, less than 2 minutes gone by here. And Schooley with an opportunity to give the Royals the lead back as they trail it by one right now. Free throw on the way and short. And we'll have our first substitute. Claire Nelson will be replaced by Lede Sanz de Rosas, the 5'2 junior in the ballgame for Assumption. And a second free throw. See if she can tie it up here. On the way and good. First one was short, second one was a splash. So Zdroik with the basketball, gets double teamed, gets it across into the forecourt, right to the basket, layup with the right hand. Pionic good. And it's 6-4 in favor of Pacelli. Voller dribbles up to the top of the wheel, goes to Lady on the left side. Schooley pops out with the help. Right side, Voller. Addie with the ball above her head. Got Zdroik on her. Shaw, left side, Schooley, three ball on the way. That's wide left. Comes up short, Lede with the rebound. She'll go back out on top, reload the offense in the hands of Sarah Shaw. 6-4, Pacelli. Royals with the basketball. Lede will dribble it to the left elbow. Goes around to Vollert, spins it back out to Lede. Three ball on the way, a little bit long. Rebound man order for Pacelli. As we approach the 15-minute mark here of half number one, a little backdoor cut deflected out of bounds by Vollert as they tried to sneak it to Pionic, but were unable to do so because of the long arms of the Royal defense. 15:07 on the clock, 6-4. Royals on the trailing side of the game early here tonight. There they try to go backdoor. Taken away once again by Schooley. Turnover number two. She'll go coast to coast. Overlay it. On the rebound, Ballard gets fouled. And she'll shoot a couple. That foul is going to go against Pionic. Be her first, team second. Free throws on the way and short for Ballard. As Claire Nelson comes in for Anna Schooley. 6-4, chance to cut it to one here. Waller's free throw on the way, that one's good. So both times that the Royals had two free throws, they hit the back side of it. As Haley Suzuki, a 5'11 sophomore, comes into the ball game. She gets a lot of PT on the year. She is averaging around 13 points per ball game. Pressure in the backcourt. Lady goes against Zdroik. Double team, and a timeout going to be taken by Coach Smeglik because it was getting close to a 5-10 second call in the backcourt. Just a 30-second timeout. We'll take 30. We're back with more right after this.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Are you finally ready to buy furniture that will last? Come into Home Furniture and Design and get an additional 10% off the sale price on any Amish furniture today. Start designing your furniture today at Home Furniture and Design, Wisconsin Rapids in Plover.
Adams with this Division II Sectional II Sectional Semifinal between the Pacelli Cardinals and the Assumption Royals. 1-2 in the seeding here. Cardinals come in ranked 6th in the state last that I had a chance to see. Royals number 1 in state. But, of course, Pacelli was the only victory over the Royals this year, and they break the pressure in the backcourt. Ilka thought that Suzuki was going to cut to the outside, but instead she was backing the defender down, and the ball sails out of bounds. Turnover number 3 thus far on Pacelli. 6-5. Now they got the scoreboard right. They gave the wrong free throw, the free throw to the wrong team last time. Ballard dribbles, has it stolen away by his Droik. That's the first turnover on the Royals. Into the front court races Pionic. Stopped there by Jaglinski. Backdoor lob ball taken away by Sarah Shaw. And they say Sarah was out of bounds when she grabbed that ball. Interesting, when they saved it, I thought maybe one of the two girls that saved it was out of bounds.
That's what I thought it was. I thought it was last touch by Pacelli out of bounds, but obviously not.
So we've got Anna Schooley back into the ball game, and she replaces Sarah Shaw for a little rest here. Looking, inbounding, trying to get in. Almost a walk that time by Suzuki. Backdoor cut, put it up and in. Bionic gets her 6 out of 8 points for the Cardinals. Royals in the front court on the right side. Schooley on the right wing. She'll dribble it to the top to Lady. Sons de Rosas goes right side. That's Ballard with the ball on her head, above her head. Ballard gets by one defender, puts up a shot. Out of contact. Down to the floor goes Allie. We play on. Followed a turnover on the Royals, and now Anna Schooley, with the anticipation on the backdoor cut, gets the INT. Lady with the dribble to the right elbow, stops, goes out on top. Claire Nelson decides not to take the three, goes instead to Lady on the right wing. We rotate the ball left side, Jaglinski for 3. That's long, and the rebound raced down by Ilka for Pacelli, and then Lady reaches in and gets the eye up, jump ball. And turnover number 5 on the Cardinals as Sarah Shaw gets set to check back in for Addie Ballard. 8-5, just about 13 minutes still to go here in half number 1. Cardinals with the lead, Royals with the basketball underneath their own hoop. On the right side is the girls' tip. There's the inbound to Lady on the right baseline. Still go to Anna. Anna goes down the lane, puts up the shot. Again, goes to the floor. No foul. We play on. There's a long pass up ahead. Too long that time for Yenter. And if the Royals could take advantage of some of these turnovers, they'd be ahead in this ballgame.
I always like watching physical basketball games, so I don't know how you don't get a foul when you clothesline someone going through the lane. But, hey, we're in the nosebleeds here at the Twin Cities. I don't know. Maybe we just don't see everything right.
Yeah, I think they want to make sure that they keep everybody on the court eligible to play, too. That's part of it. You like to see that at sectional time as well. Try to pass it inside to Schooley. It's tipped back over to Jaglinski as she tried the enter pass. Left side, Shaw, inside to Schooley, and there's a bang from behind on the enter. For Kalen, it's going to be personal foul number 1, team foul number 3. And Van Order back into the ball game for Pacelli. And Ballard back in replacing Lady for the Royals. Addie will inbound it. Wide open Schooley, bounce it right side. Claire Nelson, yep. Claire cuts the lead to 1. 8-7. Ball ahead to half court. Caught there by Piano. She goes to Ilka. Going against Ballard, picks up her dribble.
Now crosses on top of the wheel. That's the enter. Little runner. Good. Make that strike on the basket. Surfers two of the ball games. And it's now 10-7, Cardinals. Schooley right elbow. Dribble penetration. Scoop shot. Overlays it. And the rebound once again by Suzuki for the Pacelli. Silk out on the fly. Left side. Ball in the hands of Pjanic. 10-7. Pacelli on top. 11:30 to go. Half one. And a double dribble called. Turnover number 7. The Royals could take advantage of some of these. They'd have a shot to be ahead here, but missed a few layups. And they find themselves down by 3. Claire Nelson takes a seat once again. Lady back in for Assumption. Right now, the Royals just going 6 deep with a rotation. Lady will hand it off to Addy. And Addy has it stripped away. And that's turnover number 3 on Assumption. Bodies on the floor. We play through it. Right side, Ilka. Leaves it for Suzuki. Goes baseline against Schooley. Double teamed, and they're going to get a reach-in foul, I believe, on Lede. And for Lede, the junior gets her first. That's the first foul for the Royals as Sarah Shaw comes out. Claire Nelson back in for Coach Klein. Still 10-7, exactly 11 minutes to go. Inbounds pass. Shot up, comes up short, and then a reach-in foul as Schooley was trying to break free. Scorer's table's on the other side of the court, so we always have to wait until we see it come up on the board, and it's on Haley Suzuki, the first on Haley, fourth on the team. So no pressure at all. They'll just simply pick it up. Man-to-man at half court, Will Pacelli. Ballard goes to the free throw line, stops, pops from the left elbow, wide left, rebound grabbed by Addy, put up and in. It was tipped back to her. She was able to grab it, kiss it off the glass with the left hand from the left side, and they try to get it down low quickly, and the foul is going to be called on Claire Nelson. Second on the Royals. First on Flair, and two free throws up and coming for Pjanic. Madeline Pjanic has 6 points, and the lead for Pacelli is 1 at the 10:30 mark of half number 1. Pjanic's free throw is good. She now has 7. Saw back in for Jay Glinski, and also back in Yenter for the Cardinals. So both teams right now just going 6 deep. Kind of figure that might be the case. And the next free throw is good as well. 12-9 Pacelli. Ballard, left side, Shaw. Sarah with the right-hand dribble on the left wing. They'll rotate the arc. Claire Nelson with it now. Ball above her head, left side. Schooley for 3, short. Rebound volleyballed around. Shaw had it momentarily, could not gather it in. And Ilka up ahead for the Cardinals. Lady on her. Try to get it inside. Once again, poked away by Claire Nelson. And here come the Royals. Right side. Schooley up. Get in. No. But the foul is going to be called on Stroik. So they have 5 team fouls, but it's 5 different players for Pacelli. And then a Schooley, who is 1-for-2 from the charity stripe, will shoot 2. Free throw on the way. Good. Zaglinski back in for Claire Nelson. 9:53 to go. Half one. 12-10. Pacelli. Free throw, wide left. And the Royals now 3-for-6 from the charity stripe. So they've had opportunities, just have not been able to capitalize thus far.
Yeah, and that's sometimes been their bugaboo the last few years on offense, just being able to get those buckets to fall. I mean, there's a lot of game to go, but, man, it's been kind of when they've struggled, we're seeing that blueprint fall into place.
Well, the Cardinals, after it's poked out of bounds by the Royals, will inbound it right below us at half court, and they do so in the backcourt into the hands of Joy. She spins it down the paint, throws up a tough shot, too long. Rebound battle for, they're going to say jump ball, yes. And possession arrow in favor of Pacelli. So we'll turn the arrow around, we'll give him a turnover. Unofficially, I've got him for 9.
I do too.
And Pacelli will inbound it from the left side of the basket as we see it. 9:29 to go. Oh, cutting free right down the lane. Maybe got away with one there as Yenter went up for the shot and the ball went flying out of bounds. There, Nelson back in. She'll come in and replace Jay Glinski for Assumption. Harden's only got one shot off tonight. I'm sure they're going to hound her and make sure she doesn't spot up from three very often. Inbounds way out on top. Long three ball. That's way too long. Rebound, Sarah Stone. He'll take it up the left side of the court. Looks to go baseline. Right hand off the glass. Too hard again. And the rebound battle for and dug out of there by the Cardinals. And then they throw it away. Hopefully we can just start knocking down a few of those layups. Just nerves, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
So the inbounds will come from Vollert. Oh, right on the corner of the gymnasium here. The field house, I should say. Vollert looking, gets it in to Shaw. Sarah turns the corner, and they're going to call a bump this time as Sarah was going through the lane. I think that might be Van Order. Nope. It's going to be Anilka. Katie's second, team's sixth. From here on out, Royals going to be shooting free throws over the final 9-plus minutes. Chesky back in. I call her Suzuki, but I think they're saying Krzyzewski.
Yeah. Yep.
It looks like Suzuki. Inbounds into the corner, Jay Glinski. They pop out on her immediately. Cooley gets the catch from Jay Glinski. Anna goes right back over to Jags. Gets it down low. Ballert, drop step. Out on top, Cooley. Good, tough defense being employed right now by the Cardinals. Nelson, left arc. Back out on top to Jay Glinski. Royals working the perimeter very patiently. Ball in the hands of Jay Glinski. Down underneath. Shaw puts it up. Misses it again. And the rebound battle for, and we're going to get a traveling. As down to the floor went Krzyzewski with the basketball on the rebound. And Coach Maglick wanted a foul on that, but official just shook his head and said no. Vollert will be replaced by Sens de Rosas. 12-10, Pacelli. Royals with the basketball. Inbound into the corner. Schooley to the basket, put it up off the glass. It rolls off. And the rebound comes down to Krzyzewski. Up into the forecourt come the Cardinals. Three ball on the way for Krzyzewski. That's long. Rebound battled for Claire Nelson. Jump ball. And it'll be Assumption's basketball. Shaw will inbound it for the Royals as they'll have to go length of the court in the final 8 minutes and 6 seconds, down by 2. Be interesting to see how many of the close shots they missed. Royals probably could have about 24 points right now. But they trail by 2. Let's just hope they start falling here as we progress through half number 1. Lady, she'll dribble it inside the arc. Now go right side. Ballert. Addie Ballert, her second three bomb. She has 9 points. The Royals, their first in the lead. First time since it's about, what, 3-0. Man order all the way down. Teardrop, no. Rebound, battle for. One by Schooley. Royals got numbers. 2-on-1. Bounces it right side. Jake Linsky misses the layup. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by the Cardinals. Looking over at the Royal bench, they're just kind of beside themselves, knowing that all of these close looks could have fallen. If, right? But with that said, Royals still have the one-point lead, 7:30 to go in half number one. Addy will inbound it and throws it right into the hands of the Cardinals, Jasewski. And then he won. Went to the floor, lost control, and it'll be Royal basketball. Big crowd here tonight. I'm sure you can hear it. We have a hard time hearing, and we're just talking into the phone. Jaglinski, hand off to Voller. Addy, backdoor cut, Jaglinski. Come on, baby. Hey! Jordan knocks it down. Gets her first two. A full timeout going to be taken by the Cardinals. We're going to take it well. We're back with more from Adams right after this.
Got muscle? Athletes of all levels need to train to build muscle and rebuild and repair muscle after they practice and compete. Containing 13 nutrients, white and low-fat chocolate milks, high-quality protein offers athletes an edge over traditional sports and other protein drinks. That's why so many professional athletes include milk as a core part of their training diet and recommend milk for aspiring athletes as well. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Back here at Adams Friendship Fieldhouse, home of the Green Devils, Division 5, Sectional 2, Sectional Semifinal between the top-seeded Royals and the second-seeded Cardinals of Pacelli. Right now, the Royals, despite all of their difficulties getting the ball to stay in the hoop, lead it by 3, and the ball went out of bounds, and it's going to be Cardinal basketball. They had a wide-open pass underneath and went right through the hands, but able to save it was Yenter, and she threw it off the leg of the Royals, and it went out of bounds, and it'll be Pacelli basketball with one tick under 7 minutes to go here in the first half of play. Van Order inbounds it. So Krzyzewski puts up the jumper. It rolls out. Van Order gets fouled on the way up, and that's going to go against Addy Voller. I think. No. They called it on Claire Nelson. That's the second on Claire, third on the team. And the free throw on the way for Van Order. Good. First point of the ball game for Ella. Claire Nelson takes a seat. Anna Schooley replaces her. 15-13 Royals. 7 minutes to go here in half number one. Second free throw. It rattled a little bit, but it went. And the lead is now one for Assumption. Ballard takes it up to the top of the wheel. Lede, right side, crosses her dribble over. Sarasaw, left elbow. He's pounded there by Yenter. Skip it over the top, Schooley. Give and go, right side. Anna kicks it back out. Jay Glinski for three. Yeah! 18-14. Royals by four. Long pass up ahead. Jasewski, good. Haley gets her first two. 18-16. Assumption into the front court. Shelly's been doing a pretty good job so far breaking the Royal pressure. There was a prime example of it. Addy will dribble it a couple of times. The long arms of Yenter going against her. Now she spins away. Saw thought about the three, and she got poked out of bounds. Last touch by Stroik. Blair Nelson comes back in for Jordan Zaglinski. Coach calls play three with 5:55 to go in the first half. 18-16. Royals by a bucket. Patty looking to inbound. Looking. 5 seconds. Looked one kick too long. Just about got rid of it in time, but couldn't quite get it inbounds and turnover number 5 on Assumption. Into the front court comes Yenter with it. Try to pass it inside. Poked away by Schooley. Turnover number 13. Ballard spinning inside. Ball comes loose. And it's picked up by the Cardinals. Turnover number 6 on the Royals. Van Order goes against Schooley. And they put the ball in the hands of Strike as he tries an entry pass from Yenter. Goes sailing out of bounds. And that's 14 turnovers thus far on the Cardinals. Addy takes the seat. Jordan comes back in. So Lady now going to run the point. Addy on the bench. Goes down by Coach Fine, who's on the far end of the bench. Get a few words of advice. Lady gets knocked to the floor. Going to go against Krzyzewski. That'll be her second. And it'll be free throws up and coming for Anna Schooley. She's 2 for 4 from the free throw line, and now she's about to shoot a 1-1. Ilka will come in for Krzyzewski. And that was a pretty easy call. Just kind of ran right through it. See if Anna can hit the front end here. And it's too long and left. Rebound, and Shaw can't quite save it. And it's going to be Cardinals basketball. That went under the bleachers on the far end of the field house. And gives the Royals a chance to get Addie Ballard back into the ballgame. But before Addie can come into the ballgame, coach is going to take a timeout. He wants a 30, so do we. Back with more from Adams right after this.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
Are you finally ready to buy furniture that will last? Come into Home Furniture and Design and get an additional 10% off the sale price on any Amish furniture today. Start designing your furniture today at Home Furniture and Design, Wisconsin Rapids in Plover.
Back here at Adams, as the Assumption Royals doing battle with the Cardinals of Pacelli. They have a 2-point advantage here as we come back out of the TO with 5:04 to go. And Pacelli with the basketball trying to tie things up or take the lead. Into the forecourt with the basketball is Droik. Goes to Yenter on the right baseline. Poke free, and it slowly runs out of bounds before Schooley could get there to save it. So the Cardinals will inbound it from about where the arc meets the baseline. Doing the honors will be Yenter. Kalen gets the ball. Looking for somebody underneath the hoop. Nothing available. Throws it out on top. There's nobody there except Sarah Shaw. She hits Jaglinski on the fly. Jordan with the finish. Turnover number 15, the lead back up to 4 for the Royals. Into the front court. Van Order, she puts up the runner. Oh, what a friendly roll. Front of the rim, bracket, glass, you name it, it hit it. Schooley on the other end. Jaglinski for 3 from the left wing short. And the rebound is secured by the Cardinals. It looked good, it was right on line, just came up a little bit short. And now in the backcourt, double team by the Royals. Take it away. Bounce pass over to Shaw. Left hand, no. Gets her own rebound. Pump fakes. Kicks it back out. And they'll reload the offense. Schooley, wide open underneath. Ballard, no. She turned around. I think she thought she was going to get more pressure than she did. Put up the shot, didn't get it to go, and then she committed a foul on the play. And for Addie, it'll be her first, team's fourth. Couple of good looks again. Royals just could not take advantage, and it's still a two-point lead for Assumption. So Ilka with it, picks up the dribble in the backcourt. The hunter against her. Ballard stripped away by Song. Sarah will take it all the way with the left hand and finish. That's the first two tonight for Sarah Song. And the Royals lead it once again by 4 points. Ilka, front court, reaching in. Ballard almost able. Ball's loose on the floor, picked up by Schooley. Anna takes it in, puts it up, and you know her. Anna Schooley now has 4 points. And the lead grows to 6 for the Royals. Ilka pressured in the backcourt to Van Order. Dump it down underneath Strike. Off the glass. No, too strong. Rebound to Schooley. Anna takes it 1-on-3. Bounces it left side. Jake Linsky, yeah! And Coach Jacob's going to need a timeout as the Royals lead rules to 8. She wants a 30, so do I. Back with more from Adams right after this.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Back here at Adams Friendship, where the Royals on a little bit of a run here, lead it 26-18 as we come out of the timeout with 2:55 to go here in half number one. It'll be Pacelli basketball going the length of the court. Ilka will inbound it, does so to Stroyk. Picked up there by Sarah Shaw. Spins it from right to left, passes it ahead. Into the hands of Pionic. Hand it off to Yenter. Little dribble handoff to Ilka. Claire Nelson on her. Again, she picks up the dribble. Ball knocked free out of bounds. They'll say last touch by Anna Schooley. We've had a few bodies on the floor here tonight, but they're kind of calling it rather evenly. So they want the, I think they want the starting five to make sure they're in the game. At the end, we'd be out of a lot of bodies already. Double team once again, almost a steal by Shaw. Spin move, Van Order, left hand, nice move. Ella Van Order, she spun right around the defender, went in with the left hand. Schooley the other way with the left hand, no. And that foul is going to go against Yenter. Going to be number two on Yenter. And there'll be two shots up and coming. For Schooley. 2-for-5 for Anna at the free throw line thus far. She has 4 points. Free throw on the way. Good. 27-20 Royals. Still 2:15 to go in the half. Claire Nelson out. Lady Sanz de Rosas back in. One more up and coming for Anna. On the way, and good. Anna now 4-for-7. The lead balloons to 8 once again. As in the backcourt, as Droyk goes against Shaw. Nice wraparound pass and a block from behind on Schooley. But they'll say Anna got a little bit of the arm that time. And that's the first on Anna. And it'll send Pionic to the free throw line, where she's a perfect 2-for-2. 2:05 to go. She can cut it to 6 here if she makes both. Give it a couple of bounces, give it a spin, and a splash. Oh, they're a perfect 5-for-5 from the charity stripe thus far, Michael. So Royals have come up short 4 times from the charity stripe, plus numerous layups, as we may have mentioned. One more free throw up and coming for Madeline. Yannick, again, the spin, and this one rattles a bit, but it goes. 28-22, 2 minutes remaining. Daglinski with the catch-up on the right side. She'll go back over to Voller. Addie will dribble it back towards the Green Devil at center court, over to Leyde. Wanted to go to Shaw down low, but too good a defense by Ilka. So instead, they'll rotate the arc. Voller back out on top. Leyde, dribble penetrate, jumper on the way. 15, gone! First two for Leyde. And the Royals once again ahead by eight. Ballard goes against Zdroik. Zdroik spins it down the paint, puts up a runner off the glass, too hard. Rebound fought for, battled for, dug out of there by Van Order. Leyde reaches in, got her on the arm, and that's going to be team foul number six. So final buck 20, the Cardinals will be shooting free throws. Anna Schooley will come in for Leyde with those two fouls. 1:21 to go, 30-22 Assumption. They trailed for the better part of this first half, but now they got that eight-point advantage. A little bit of a spurt there at about the five-minute mark. Three ball on the way. Splash! Joint. He just stopped and popped and finished it. Royals with a buck five to go and the ball, leading it by five. Cooley, top of the wheel. Three ball on the way. A little bit wide left that time for Addie Ballard. And then in the backcourt, Addie a little bit too aggressive, and she knocks Droit to the floor. So for Ballard, that'll be personal foul number two. And we'll take a walk to the other end with 53 seconds to go. And shooting some free throws will be Jaden's Droit, at least one, because it's a one and one. Chance to cut the lead to three if you can hit them both. Big knee bend, free throw on the way, good. So not a missed free throw thus far for the Cardinals, keeping them in this ballgame. Second free throw, a spin, and a slash. Now 8 for 8 from the free throw line, 30-27. Let's see how the Royals play this final 45 seconds. Ballard on the right wing. She's got a lane. She goes left side. Daglinski for three. Yeah! Down to 35 seconds. Behind the back with the dribbles. Zdroik closes in. Oh, they'll say last touch by Ballard. That was close. We look at the instant replay. It'd be interesting to see if she got a fingertip on it. 29 seconds exactly to go. Royals by six. Ball into the hands of Yenter. She'll try to turn the corner. She'll go to the basket, and they're going to call a bump on Schooley. So for a game that's been very physical, we've had a couple of touch fouls fall lately here. Don't like to see it get changed up. Keep it consistent. So Yenter has not been to the free throw line yet. Tonight, she steps up now with a one and one. And got it. 9 for 9 from the free throw line for Pacelli. Time to do my best to jinx them if you're a Royal fan.
Yeah, right.
Backside of the one and one. Free throw on the way. I did it. And the rebound, Schooley gets jump ball as she and Zdroik go to the floor, and Pacelli has the arrow. Just unfortunate that time for the Royals. Got a kind of a funky bounce off that missed free throw. 33-28. Pacelli will inbound it way out on top. Pionic goes into the hands of Yenter. Stolen away by Voller. She'll back it off now. So we're down to 8 seconds. Left side, Voller. Dribbles it. Still dribbling it. Three ball on the way for Daglinski.
At the buzzer, you can book it.
And the Assumption Royals go into the locker room, leading it by the score of 36-28. That three-pointer came from about 10 feet beyond the arc. between the top of the wheel and the right wing. So we're going to do a lot of adding up of numbers. Laura, back at our studio, engineering our broadcast, and doing a wonderful job going through all these technical difficulties. As she's worked through it, she'll play us a little bit of music, and then we'll be back with about, 2 minutes to go or so here in the halftime. Bring those numbers to you. Until then, enjoy some country music from Laura. You're listening to FM 105.5 WIRI. Thank you.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Are you finally ready to buy furniture that will last? Come into Home Furniture and Design and get an additional 10% off the sale price on any Amish furniture today. Start designing your furniture today at Home Furniture and Design, Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
Back here in Adams Friendship, the field house of the Green Devils, as we are in our Division II, Sectional 2 semifinal between the Royals of Assumption and the Cardinals of Pacelli. Royals with a nice late surge, take an 8-point lead into the break, 36-28. They're led in scoring by Jordan Jaglinski. She has three three-bombs behind her name and 15 points in all. After that, it's 9 for Addie Vollert. She also has a couple of three-pointers. 6 for Anna Schooley. And then three different players with 2 points each, Claire Nelson, Sarah Shaw, and Lady Sanz de Rosas. 5-for-8 from the free throw line for Assumption for 62%, turning it over 6 times. For the Pacelli Cardinals, led in scoring by the sophomore, Madeline Pionic, with 10. Everybody else is in single digits. Jaden Zdroik has 7. 6 for Ella Van Order, 3 for Kaylin Yenter, and a bucket for Haley Krzyzewski. 9-for-10 from the charity stripe. I jinxed them on the last one, 90%. 20 turnovers. Michael, what's got to happen here in half number two?
Well, I mean, obviously what's got to have to happen is Assumption's got to make their shots. I have them with 12 rebounds, 13 rebounds for Pacelli, but they wouldn't have nearly that many if Assumption makes their shots. I know that kind of is Captain Obvious statement of the year, but that's really what they got to do is just keep playing the way they want to, the way they know how to play. They're going to be all right. Another interesting score to note, halftime, 28-13, Sevastopol over Oneida Nation, and that would be the Rebels of Sevastopol who plays the winner of this game.
Sevastopol used to be in the conference that I was in back in high school over at Manitowoc, and so familiar with that school, and they're just kind of out in the country there, and they got themselves a 21-4 record, if I remember correctly, on the season. So Royals up by 8, and they will have the basketball to start the second half, and they're going to have to get it in bounds to Sarah Shaw from Addie Ballard, and they do, and it goes right back to Adams. Royals like to see if they can't get something going right here on the opening possession here of half number two. So they had Jay Glinski on the left wing. They couldn't get it to her. She hit a big three-bomb right before the break at the buzzer. And now inside, outside they go. Run to Jay Glinski on the right side. Still the 2-3 zone. Pacelli's been in it all night long. As they put on top pass, Shaw, inside, outside. Claire Nelson doesn't take it. And instead, they'll work the perimeter. Now turning the edges, Vollert. Schooley down the paint, back out. Shaw, she'll pick up the dribble. Schooley goes right inside. Vollert, kick it out. Claire Nelson spotting up a three-ball short. Rebound volleyball around and won by the Cardinals. Zdroik has it, and she'll take it into the front court. On top, Yenter. She gets a screen, backdoor cut, put it up. 3-point play possible as Claire Nelson got the arm of Pionic. And Pionic now with 12 points. And that's going to be number 3 on Claire. As into the ball game will come Lady Sanz de Rosas. Claire will take a seat with those three fouls. So looking for the old-fashioned three-point play is Pionic. Try to cut this lead down to 5. Free throw is on the way and short. And Lady has it stripped away from behind. Ball's loose on the floor. Jump ball. Possession arrow should be in favor of the Cardinals. We'll give the turnover to the Royals, number 7. So Pionic to inbound it on the right side of the basket. Looking for a lob inside. goes baseline instead. There's a backdoor cut. Van Horn is blocked away by Schooley. Out on the fly is Sarasaw. 3-on-2. Schooley stops. Crossover pass to Vollert. They'll reload the offense. They go left side. Rebound on the way. Saw, that's short. Backside rebound. Lede keeps it alive. Sarasaw puts it up, gets hit on the arm. And Sarah's going to shoot two. Going to be on Katie Ilka. That'll be her third personal. So both she and Claire with three fouls. So Sarasaw, her first free throws of the night. And it rattles around and it rolls in. I was all ready to say it falls off. It hit the rim and hit the backboard, and then it's kind of caromed to the right, and then and she spun back around and fell through. Second free throw for Sarah with confidence, a little long this time. Rebound, they knocked it away from each other. Ballard puts it up, no. Rebound is loose and dug out of there by the Cardinals. It's on the floor, and now finally coming away with it. She has it knocked away from behind, and they're going to say Lady knocked her to the ground. So for Lady, that'll be her third personal foul. So a couple of Royals now with three fouls, and we got a long way to go, folks. We've only played a minute and 16 seconds thus far. Zdroik with it in the backcourt. Cross the timeline, behind the back with the dribble against Fowler. Get it down low in the paint. Down low, put it up and in for Suzuki, her second basket of the ball game. 37-32, Assumption by five. Royals going to spread out the arc. Lady on top to Addy. Ballard goes to the free throw line to Shaw. Almost have it poked away. Ballard runs it down. Used up her dribble. Lady comes around with the help. Get it inside. Three ball on the way once again for Jaglansky. Jordan now with four three balls. She has 18 points. And the lead now at 8 once again. Little trouble with the dribble as he enters. Taken away by Sarasaw. Sarah's going to kick it out on the left side. Another three ball? No, she faked it instead, and Lady doubled it. Lost it a little bit and double dribbled it. Turnover number 8 on Assumption, and that's the lead, 8 with 15:44 to go. So right in front of the Royal bench, Will Pacelli inbound it. Into the front court now. Against Schooley comes Droit. Backdoor cut. There's Van Order. She'll put it up. No. She underlays it. Run down in the corner by Jaglinski. And she'll leave it ahead into the hands of Lady. Bounce pass up ahead. Ballard into the corner. Anna Schooley back over. Let it fly for three. Short. And the rebound secured by Suzuki and a jump ball. As she got tied up by Lady and the arrow in favor of the Royals. The little Lady in there. At 5'2" in the land of the Giants, forces the jump ball and the turnover. Jaglinski will take a seat as Claire Nelson comes back in. Royals by 8, 15-12 to go. 40-32, Assumption. Lady catches it in the corner. She throws it off the leg of Zdroik, so it'll still be Assumption basketball. Addy's going to inbound it right at the end of the Royal bench. And she will do so to Sarah Shaw as it poked away from behind, but running it down in the backcourt is the Royals' Lady. Shaw on top, Ballard on the right wing. She gets double teamed. She skips it over to Schooley. Anna will let a three ball fly. That's going to be short. Rebound is loose on the floor. Anna runs it down, and she's got it on the left baseline. Cross-court pass, Lady, top, Ballard, underneath, get it to Sarasaw, for hoop and the arm. Sarah now has 5 points. As the foul is going to be whistled against Suzuki, her third foul. And that's the second foul of the half here, as into the ball game. Once again, it's Jordan Jaglinski. He'll give Schooley a little bit of a breather. Sarah's 0-1-for-2 from the free throw line. And she's now 1 for 3. A free throw dug out of there by Yenter. They pick up her dribble, give it to Zdroik, race it up the far sideline, cross-court pass to Ilka. Van Order, travel. Yep, good call. Just got going a little too fast, couldn't get the ball on the floor, dragged the pivot foot, turnover, number 23.
And this is where assumption starts to grind you down. You're suppressing, you're down by 10 for the first time all night. Clock is still plenty, but you're turning it over, you're starting to press, so that's where you start making your mistakes. I don't want to jinx it or anything like that, but assumption's kind of got them where they want them to, and then the Royals turn it right back over.
And they said that lady walked. Coach Klein right there did not argue about the call. Schooley will come back in for Claire Nelson. Vesky back in also, replacing Yenter for Pacelli. And Yenter usually handles the ball. This will be interesting now. 14-18, still to go. 42-32 Royals. Zdroik will be doing the handling of the ball. She turns into a double team. They're going to say Sarah Shaw got her on the arm. The good news is that's the first on Sarah for the Royals. She turned into a double team, and they said Sarah got her on the arm, and that's why the ball came free. Oh, the inbounds ball goes right through the hands of Zdroik. She'll try to get it back to Suzuki underneath on the right baseline into the hands of Yenter. Dribble it against Schooley. Spin move. Anna took one in the jaw. We play on. They reload, do the Cardinals. And Van Order makes the pass underneath, goes to Zdroik. She'll let a three ball fly. She was 5 feet behind the arc and hit it. That's her second three. She has 10. Lead down to 7, 13-33 still to go in our contest. Right now, if things hold, it'll be Assumption against Sevastopol. But there's a lot of game in both of those to go as Sevastopol taking on Oneida Nation. Shaw bounces it, tries to go right side to Lede, but the ball is picked off by the Cardinals, and they'll take in the forecourt. Van Order, spin move, stops at the left elbow. Back out on top, another long three. This one's off the arc. The long rebound battled for. Sarah Shaw rips it away. There is going one-on-two, full court, as it blocked at the basket, rebounds on the floor, and we're going to have a, they're going to say, ball, and Pacelli's, I don't know why, maybe it was because Anna was had a foot on the line.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
So therefore, it'll be Pacelli basketball. She was battling for it, but they said her foot was out of bounds. So the Royals now, still leading it by 7. Ilka in the backcourt. Harassed by Lady. Lady strips it away from her. They'll take it in with the right hand and rolls off the rim. Another missed layup for the Royals. And now a steal in the backcourt by Sarah Shaw. Nope, they said she reached in on Zdroik, so that'll be number 2 on Sarah. Team's fourth. 12:38 remaining. 42-35. Full court pressure by the Royals. They go man-to-man on the pressure, and then they'll double-team when they can. Zdroik somehow manages to get that ball ahead into the hands of Pionic. She'll cross it left side to Ilk.